go away.
Go away? Oh, get off that. You know bees don't drink gin. He replied through drenched lips. Get off that, I said. Darling, do you think drenched lips is too sudden as a way of suggesting rain?
Shut up a minute. I've just seen how to finish this.
I don't believe that.
Get out. Not you, darling. I've got a bee.
I know, it's mine. Why don't they go on the buddleia? That's why we planted it.
Butterflies.
What?
That's what butterflies are for. For buddleias to go on.
It's incredible.
It's a natural phenomenon.
No, you're incredible. You have just done about 8 lines straight off. 9:30 I was out here, only done 5 words.
I love you, she murmured, raising her lips to his. The end. Good. I think I'm going to make my next heroine a lone yachtswoman.
Do you know what I think?
You think I'll be short on dialogue?
I think you're trying to impress me. You've just been typing the same thing over and over again.
Well, come over and look, then. Or bring the ice.
Yes, that's what she's doing. Now is the time for all quick dogs to jump to the aid of the party. Show me. Am I right?
Give us the ice.
Who are you, she cried, opening the sail locker to reveal a bronzed young lifeguard.
Where have I said that?
I'm saying that for the lone yachtswoman bit. Someone to talk to, you know. Now, let's see. Blah, 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 through her auburn tresses. No, I'm wrong. It's all here. Was it only yesterday that her life had seemed a desert?
Desert.
A barren waste where no birds sang?
Don't you think that's good?
Yeah, very. Yet suddenly the earth was green and somewhere a nightingale was singing.
Oh, that'll be the second post. Well, I'll go. Stick it in the envelope, will you, when you've finished? I have addressed it.
You mean you're not going to... Hello, there goes old Deeble. Short back and sides on the golden privet. I love you, she murmured, raising her lips to his. The end. Incredible, that's what. Incredible. And she's not even going to retype it. So, there you are. That's how you get your productivity. And me spending 25 minutes over a semicolon. There's the envelope. Who's she working for now? Well, I suppose that's all right. Messrs. Rudely and Stuffit, Boot Publishers.
Gerald!
Yes?
Can you come in?
Look, is this all right?
Say again?
This address. Your Boot Publishers, Rudely and Stuffit.
No, Radley, come in here.
How about the Stuffit?
How about what?
Good morning.
Stuffit.
Beg pardon?
Oh, good morning, Mr. Giebel.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Giebel. Gerald, come in.
Right away, darling. Coming in right away. I didn't come in right away, of course. Even in gardens just used for sitting purposes, you can't do that. Bound to be a degree of chair-folding, bottle and glass collecting, retrieving the business pages from the soft fruit, collapsing the striped umbrellas. It's worse in the working garden, when you've got all that lot and the typewriter in each hand, with a whole romantic novel under your chin, and page 2 of Murder Argogo between your drenched lips. Yes, she never answered about those drenched lips.
You can see I can't do with any of that in here.
Well, I can't take them out again. It's raining.
Not in the kitchen.
Let's hope not. Outside, though. I've got drenched lips. What are you kneeling down there for?
Come out, you little boy.
Mind your head. Oh, darling. Can I do anything?
You can take this pan.
I'll just put the typewriters down. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were there. Right, let's have it.
Here.
What do you want these for? Tin of putty, 3 candles and a cricket ball.
I don't want them, just the pan they're in.
Anything else?
I think I've cracked a kneecap.
Oh, good, that's nothing.
I'm glad you think so.
Well, I mean, as long as your head's all right.
Help me up.
I can do marvels with artificial kneecaps. Heads, no.
Could you help me up?
Yes. You're sure your head's all right?
Just get me off this wall.
Because if you want me to put something on it, it'll be easier while you're down there. You know, witch hazel, putty. No, all right. Up we come.
Oh!
There. That better?
Yes, lots.
Oh, I'm a surprise. You were kneeling on a cheese grater.
Wouldn't you know it? That's the other thing I was looking for.
Yes, well, you know my theories about inanimate objects. I'll bet if I drop this cricket ball...
Look out, you're going to drop it.
No, I'm not. Oi, hi, come here. come here, you...
I told you.
Did you see the spin on that, though? Pitch is dead on the fridge, cuts away, and it's four byes under the cooker. I'll get my umbrella.
What for? Listen.
It's the only way for things under the cooker. That's how we finally hooked out the rolled-up hedgehog, do you remember? Very similar to a cricket ball, really. Bit more seam. Less predictable on a soft wicket.
Gerald!
You wanted me?
Sit down.
What on?
What am I sitting on?
Oh, yes. Ah. Look rather good in the Tatler, this. Writers at home. The well-known husband and wife team, Mr. and Mrs. Gerald C. Potter, sit on their typewriters to share a joke in their luxury kitchen. Ah. Tell me, does one of the latches on yours just seem
Gerald.
To...
Gerald. Something awful's happened.
Oh, Lord, when?
Tonight.
As soon as that? Oh, what?
Pheasants.
You sure your head's all right? I mean, I could easily...
7 o'clock.
Get old Dr. Giddy next door. I could easily get him.
That's why I wanted the baking pan.
He was in the garden just now. I know he hasn't practiced for years, but I expect he'd remember about heads.
And you know what they're like.
Well, of course I do, darling. Big brown things with red legs, and they go crack, crack.
Everything has to be just right. It'll mean cleaning the silver.
Yeah, well, of course it will. I just don't think about it. I mean, if you're worried about the cooking...
Well, that is one thing, certainly.
Well, then that's simple. We just don't have them.
We've got to have them, damn it.
What?
You don't listen. The pheasants. Remember the last time when they were having us and we forgot to go? And when we got back from the movies to find they'd been leaving phone messages next door hoping we weren't ill? And you know what she's like, Thelma, Elma, whatever her name is. She's the one who stopped you in the car park and accused you of cutting her in Woolworths.
Just a minute. Do you,
And he talks about irrigation all the time. Mm-hmm. I hope you've got enough imagination to picture the scene.
Diana, if I could just...
If they turned up all ready for the treat, and you and me in our gardening trousers dining off a Marmite sandwich and the insects of the Old Testament with Magnus Magnusson...
Stop!
Yes?
You're talking about the pheasants.
Oh, what else?
Mr. and Mrs.
Right.
Coming to supper tonight.
Certainly. According to my kitchen engagement calendar, which hangs, as you know, on the cook, over the hooker...
The hook over
Never mind that!
Oh, sorry.
Except when some fool hides it under the telephone when he hands out invitations he doesn't bother to mention to whom it may concern. And there it was this morning, not having had its page turned on for the last 3 weeks. And I should never have seen it now if I hadn't gone to ring up when my mail order wash and wear long line cardigan still didn't come by the second post. Money back if not delighted.
I thought it best in the end to say it was all my fault. It always is, really. The best, that is, in the end. Especially if it was. My fault, I mean. Which I now think, sitting here on the back lawn, it probably was. Well, I'm not sitting actually on the lawn, just in my literary gent's Canadian spruce writing sherry, which is on it. So I suppose, in a way, I am. And I see from my own engagement calendar, clipped to the string of the extractor fan... I didn't ask you, belt up. I see that I have got nothing down for today, apart from the Battle of Camperdown, 1797. And that's bad. We have this double entry system with calendars, you see. What is on one has to go on the other. And sometimes it doesn't. But I do vaguely remember talking to that pheasant. It was one of those argumentative invitations. No, you must come to us. We came to you last time. Except that we didn't, of course. Having forgotten to go. No, well, that's the trouble with us. Only being organized as a literary household, not a domestic one. People who say writers shouldn't marry writers are thinking in terms of screams and bloodshed, terrible clashes of temperament, pelting each other with poached eggs and so on. It's nothing of the kind. All that happens is that the ordinary business of living gets overlooked. Your literary wife, giving birth to a lone yachtswoman for Rudely and Stuffit, doesn't really miss her engagement calendar for 3 weeks. And the same for her ditto husband. When he's stuck in Chapter 3 with a corpse he can't account for, there is a certain shadowiness about dinner dates with people who think, well, that's old Dr. Giddy. Thank you, Doctor. With people who think he's cut them in Woolworths. Well, I'm glad I didn't call him out. He's obviously busy with amputations today. I think that's his quince tree, the one over the greenhouse. I thought it was. It's
past Diana. I'm not here. I'm trying to start the mower. Give it a count of five while I come in off the lawn I'm supposed to be cutting. 3, 4, 5. Yeah, it's better be a bit breathless, I think. British Museum?
Could do better.
I've been running.
I can't hear anything.
Not even the crash of a doctor's quince?
I don't mean that. You're supposed to be cutting the back lawn, and I can't hear it.
Well, I've been trying to start.
They're mad on gardens.
Mm-hmm.
They'll want to see everything.
I see.
And when you've done that, do the front.
Mm.
Also, the grass verge, as far as Mr. Giebel, not an inch farther, he never does. And while you're out there, give the hedge a good comb.
Yes, darling, right.
Oh, there's a bit of skirt in it.
It's probably waiting for a bus.
And all those yoghurt tubs, beer cans, old sandwiches.
I see. All the articles no longer required by the passing motorist. I think I've noticed a doll's pram.
Oh, whatever there is. Then there's the kitchen table.
No, I hadn't noticed that.
In the kitchen. I'm cooking for four. I need the flap up.
Well, doesn't it lift up?
No, it falls down again. The clicker's gone. It'll have to be fixed. Also the dining table.
Well, what's wrong with that? Got a leg off?
Polishing. It wants polishing. And don't forget the lid in the downstairs loo.
Right. Polish that too.
No, it's loose. You have to lie under the hand basin.
Oh, well, we couldn't expect pheasants to do that.
With a spanner. Mm-hmm. I said you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Clear off all that stuff of yours, cameras and hats and things.
But there must be somebody else's. I never take
off the sideboard. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about magazines, oil cans.
Yes, look.
Probe the backs of the furniture in the drawing room. I can't do it all.
No.
I tried to do the mm-hmm. settee, but it trapped me. There's something down there. It feels like a hand. Gerald, are you there?
Yeah, more or less, yes. I mean, I'm not stuffed down the back of the settee. A hand?
No, it's probably a gardening glove. Talking of sideboards, we're out of pink.
Yeah, just give me a second, darling, would you?
What for?
I'm just changing ears. You said pink?
Pink. Mm-hmm. What's his name? Bitters. Angora Bitters.
Angostura. Now, that's not possible. Everybody knows the smallest size bottle lasts 5 years. Besides, who drinks it?
Then we've had ours 5 years, and Victor drinks it. Pink gins, he's ex-Navy.
I see. Oh, it's Victor now, is it? How do you know that?
You have to sweep the front porch.
How do you know he's Victor?
It's full of old fir cones.
You realise this is extremely suspicious?
Oh, and there's an enormous cobweb I can't reach. Top corner drawing room over the TV. Please get that down.
Yes, I've got it down.
Oh, good. You have?
Yeah, down here. I'm making notes. Is that all?
Apart from going to the supermarket.
Good grief. Right. So, it is cut all lawns, comb hedge for bits of skirt, do front as far as Giebel's, fix flap, screw loo, clear porch of hats and cameras, remove hand from settee. What else? Oh, yes, navy pink. Lovely colour, that. Get down enormous cobweb. Anything else?
Get the car out, mm-hmm. make sure it'll start.
Yes, I'll do that. Well, I'll make sure it starts first, then I'll get it out.
Oh, by the time we start shopping, there won't be a minute to lose. What do they eat in the navy? I mean, apart from Weevilly biscuits. Breadfruit? Salt beef? Gerald?
This is a good trolley today.
Stop here. Here, at the frozen.
Front wheels were on sideways last week.
How about broccoli spears? Mm-hmm. Here, catch.
Oh! Yeah, well taken, sir. I'm so sorry. Oh, it's you again. Hello.
Sprouts we might have? Who was that?
I don't know. We collided in the cooked meat.
Huh?
I can get behind her at the checkout. Yeah, I beg your pardon. I'm so sorry.
Really? Some people.
Yeah.
I don't think Sprouts somehow.
She has got 8 loaves in there for a start. I think she's shopping for a guest house. I do not believe it. Look, 6 cucumbers she's getting.
Here, catch.
Mm?
Sliced green beans.
Where?
Gerald.
I'm terribly sorry. There, little man. Look, steady on. Mustn't do that, you know. If people were fine. Now then, where's your mummy then?
I'm his mummy. You want to watch it, squire?
Oh, yes, I'm so sorry. Am I bleeding?
You will be.
He hit me with his fire engine.
Why, it's great. Don't look it with frozen veg.
Honestly, I mean, quite frankly, it's bloody murder in here.
That was an accident.
You want to watch it?
Don't I know it, dear. That's me other stocking gone
there.
He
hit me with the fire engine on purpose. You can ask my wife, Diana.
Could
Diana,
he's
hit
me. Of a gangway.
Diana? Where's she gone to? Where has she gone?
Oh, down here. Oh, you know what the time is.
Not like in the films, those places.
I'm still not sure they'll be right with it.
Quite different.
Sliced green beans and broccoli spears.
When the head of MI5 meets Michael Caine, gives him a top-secret briefing through a gap in the breakfast cereals, they're the only two people in the place. How do they manage that?
Oh, I ought to have asked Caroline.
She knows those sort of things.
I suppose you couldn't go any faster. You realise they'll be here in 2.5 hours.
Yes, right.
Look out!
Damn! Didn't see the sorry, lorry. Lorry, sorry. Right with what?
What?
Beans. Get over!
Chicken a la king. Don't go so fast.
I say, is that what we're giving them? What is it?
Oh, it's a kind of messed up chicken with a special goo. When I rang up Caroline Finney for the recipe, I forgot to ask about what with it. If they don't like it, you'll have to talk a lot to take their minds off it.
I'll tell some funny stories.
Not too funny.
Who could be too funny?
You could be. Caroline says they're very God-fearing. She says he wanted to be a chaplain in the Navy, but his national service came before he got his, what is it?
Dog collar?
Hmm.
Now we're off. Nice bit of clear road.
So he went into submarines and married a wren. Or the other way round. Gerald, what are you doing? Stop!
Darling, I do wish you wouldn't do that. You know I can't just stop like that. Why?
Well, if you don't know why...
Not really.
I suppose you didn't recognise it with the grass verge cut. We've just passed our house.
Four forks. Four spoons.
It's PM at 5 PM.
Four small knives.
First, the news headlines from Gilly Twinkhouse.
Not on your Gilly.
Six armed men.
We could do some of those around here. Four large knives.
Do with some of what?
Some six armed men. I didn't know you could hear from the kitchen.
I can't. That's why I opened the hatch.
Well, I should shut it again. I might say rude things. How's it going in there?
Diabolical. You know that bitch of a ladle with a bloody long handle?
Four glasses. One slightly cracked. Two slightly cracked.
What's the idea of shutting the hatch?
I was afraid you might say rude things, darling.
Well, it's jammed up the bloody door again. Oh, come in here. Talk about shooting your moments. Gerald, open. Open, you cow.
Coming, 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 coming. You know it's gone PM at 5 PM.
Pull the other one.
No, I mean it. Gilly Twinkhouse.
The other handle.
Where shall I put these dead soda siphons?
Anywhere on the floor with the saucepans. Come and pull.
You are jamming it up worse. Now, look, keep calm. You just have to slide the fish slice in there and unwedge it.
What a good idea.
I just get these inspirations. Where is the fish slice?
Where do you think it's in there? Whoa! That's what I want out, the slime.
What in hell's that?
The pressure cooker. Watch your language. Don't turn the gas down. Mind the siphons.
Oh, blast.
Don't lean on the table flat. Oh.
Cheers, darling.
Cheers, darling. I think this is the best thing they do.
Yes, it is. Who do?
BBC Two do.
Ah.
The test card music. Do you suppose somebody writes it?
I don't know. Perhaps they just squeeze it out of something.
Yes, a sort of icing bag. That you write happy anniversary with on cakes. What was that 6:30?
Six.
Half an hour to pea hour.
What?
Pheasants.
Ah, yes.
Do you know what would be nicer than anything?
Another drink.
Oh, yes, that too, yes. Thank you. I can use the same bit of ice. Here.
What else?
Just the gin and the pink.
I mean, what else nicer than anything?
Oh, yes. The pheasants on the phone saying they're ill.
Not really. Not now we've done everything. Here.
Thank you.
Cut the grass, swept the porch.
Screwed the loo. Oh, cheers.
Cheers. Fixed the table flap. Oh, no, darling. Now, I'm truly sorry about that.
Didn't matter. And you did unwedge the ladle.
Well, it did matter.
Only I've been so busy getting the hand out of the settee.
No, it was amazing, really. Hardly anything spilt. Just a beaten egg on your shoe.
Yes, that was nothing.
No, of course not. Always beat another egg. I rather like these pink gins. I might join the Navy.
No, don't. I couldn't stand your long absences at sea.
There! It's them! They're ill.
All right, all right, all right.
You go, I'm in the bath. Don't sound pleased. You're frightfully sorry. Is there anything we can do?
General C. Potter? Oh, hello. Who? You have? Oh, I say, how absolutely awful. No, I'm afraid not. She's in the bath. Well, of course I'll explain, sir. Now, look, if there's anything that we can do at all... Oh, she will. Oh, she will indeed. Yes, she'll be very disappointed. But you're not to worry about it. Yes, I'm so sorry. Goodbye, then.
Darling, isn't that marvellous? The way things turn out just right sometimes.
Suspected broken ankle bone.
Oh, marvellous. Oh, I mean, how awful. Which one?
Which ankle or which bone?
I mean his or hers.
Oh, hers? Mrs. Winslow Foster's.
Whose?
Frightfully apologetic. No bridge on Friday.
My God! Open the door and stand back! 15 minutes, you know the Navy, they'll be dead on time! Get out! You shouldn't sit there, you fool! Darling?
Yes, darling?
Get rid of those drinks.
I'm doing that.
It'll look as if we've been getting our strength up.
Right. Give the wrong impression.
Gerald?
Now what?
Do you think we ought to wear anything?
Yes, I do, really. If they're religious.
I mean a long dress.
Well, I shan't. You could.
Not trousers, then?
I shall wear trousers, yes.
Thank you very much. Most helpful.
This is the Open University.
Hurry up.
Comparative Slavonic Philology, Programme 92. Dr. Urchin Nostril, Professor of...
Sorry, Doctor. Must go, I'm afraid.
London. Yeah.
At your cost,
well, you can take it with you if you like.
Dad is doing it.
I'm doing it.
And he
did. Aren't you very, very late?
My son's children...
I thought I got rid of those drinks.
Ah, but I reinstated them. Have one. Another.
Perhaps just another.
What struck that what?
What?
The grandfather struck. How many struck it?
8, I think.
It's too many for this time of night. Cheers.
Well, I'd like to know just what's happening. Cheers.
Ah, well, I'll tell you. You see, this girl... No, that girl. Oh, she's gone now. The one in the very tight pants. Mm. She thinks that he, this man with the paper bag of groceries, is a ruthless grocer. Gangster. Whose sister... That's his sister swimming there. Well, she thinks she's his sister because of the explosion when they found these fingerprints. Where the hell do you think they are?
Could be Washington.
Rubbish.
Why?
You're trying to tell me they'd go off to Washington just like that when they're supposed to be here over an hour ago eating my chicken a la king with Swedish apple fritters to follow and a triangle of shrink-wrapped Stilton. Is that any way to conduct your social life after cutting all that grass and a label wedged in the kitchen drawer?
Ah, very fine. Excellent. Beat your Marmite sandwich any day.
Have another fritter.
No, I couldn't possibly.
I am.
You do.
I've waited 3 hours for this. Besides, I'm eating for two.
Darling, you ought to have told me. Shouldn't you be lying down?
You've been eating for two, too.
Yes, I think I should be lying down. What's the time? 10:10.
Is that bottle empty? Because I'd like to drink a toast.
It is now.
Hooray, here we go. Absent pheasants, friends.
Yeah, yeah. Long may they rot.
Hey, you could phone them now. Ask why they're bloody well absent.
Well, didn't I suggest that before?
Yes, but that was then. It would have looked too eagerly. Eagle. Eager. Go on.
Give me another fritter.
No, that's just being pusinal and abusingly. It's just cowardly.
It isn't. Good day. All right, then. But I'm afraid I might say even ruder things.
Hey, that's them.
That's them.
Go on, answer it, otherwise I will.
No. I'll go. I know you. You'll say even ruder.
Just curse the dignified. Gerald C. Pheasant.
Potter.
Yes? Yes, I thought it might be. Good evening.
Both feel was entirely unpardonable. Right. Let's see. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Pheasant, a regrettable misunderstanding never occurred to us. We were coming to you. Underline that. Yes. We, you. The apparent explanation, engagement calendars. But even so, and despite very painful, that I'm on a cheese grater. But naturally assumed, you coming to us. Underline that, too. You, us. Our disgraceful behaviour over your last invitation. Naturally assumed. But realize spirit of true Christian forbearance, inviting us a second time. Shut up. My wife, Diana, joins me. I've just said that.
I haven't said anything yet.
My wife, Diana, joins me.
I'm feeling awful.
Yes, I have said that, too. We both feel it was entirely unpardonable.
Yeah, don't you dare write to them.
But I've been out here for 2 hours writing to them. It's not like writing a book, this. I've had to...
You know what'll happen. Apologise and they'll ask us again.
Never.
Not only never, but continuously. It's Christian forbearance, turning the other cheek. They'll forgive us for not going twice now. 3 times next time. Then 4.
Diana.
Oh, they'll hang over us. We shall wake in the night saying, is it the pheasants tomorrow? It'll be hell. We shall never write a word. Gerald, come in. I can't find the aspirin and I keep getting the fritters. Don't answer. Fritters and angostura. It would never have started if you hadn't cut her in Woolworths. And now's the chance to stop it. Gerald, promise me you'll never join the Navy.
In that episode of The Small Intricate Life of Gerald C. Potter, which was originally broadcast in 1977, Ian Carmichael played Gerald and Charlotte Mitchell played Diana, with Michael Goldie and Penelope Reynolds. It was written by Basil Boothroyd and the producer was Bobby J.